It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, here's the new wrinkle in the whole Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court Justice nominee situation. The woman accused, or I'm sorry, the woman accusing the Supreme Court Justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, does she have him confused with someone else? That's what Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah is saying, that he spoke to Brett Kavanaugh, and Brett Kavanaugh said, I don't know what she's talking about. Maybe she has the wrong guy.
I wasn't there.
I was not there. Let's talk to Mac and Gatos political insider, also the former governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, about this. Governor Brewer, how are you?
I'm doing just great. Good afternoon, rainy afternoon.
It's cold out there, Governor. I don't like it. It's only 77. I need a jacket.
I know. And who has an umbrella, you know?
I know. Max,
listen.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and happy anniversary. I don't want to get off this show without saying happy anniversary to you two guys.
Oh, thank you,
thank
Governor.
Thank you. Yes, 10 years of Mac and Gatos.
Be honest, Governor.
Yes.
You didn't like us.
Longest
you didn't like us 5 years ago.
Talk show host in Phoenix.
You know, I think the first time we ever had you on, Governor, was when you pointed at Obama in,
yeah.
in the face.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that was one of the first times we ever had you
I
on.
I don't think you were very happy with us
I
then.
I don't think so
but
either.
But you love us now.
Oh, let's don't push it.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right, enough of niceties, right?
Yeah, really? Okay.
All right. Governor, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Let's dig into some of the news. And I know that the news is really, it's all about Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court. It seems like, well, let's go with this. Do you want to hear Kavanaugh's accuser testify? She's been invited Monday. Do you want to hear that?
I do. I want to hear what she has to say. We've got to get this put behind us. And if she makes these kinds of accusations and sends it to the Senate and they invite her, then she should show up. And this stalling is ridiculous. I mean, it's just feeding on itself, you know. And my personal opinion is that it's just the longer it goes on, the more character assassination is being distributed and bad information. And in my mind, I cannot believe why, as an elected official at one time, for a long time, you know, you send things to government and it's public record. So, you know, this sending letters to people telling them that it's a secret, they don't want it out. Well, everybody knows you send anything into the government. I mean, they get public record requests. They send them in daily all the time for all of this stuff. So, I mean, if she didn't want to talk about it and come forward, if she wasn't prepared, she shouldn't have written that letter. And if she didn't want anybody to know, she sure wouldn't have sent that letter. Something doesn't smell right in Denmark. This has been awful. And it's like, I look at it and I think that it's like the left is becoming bomb throwers. And why would she send a letter to Feinstein, who wasn't going to vote for Kavanaugh in the first place? I mean, she wasn't going to change Dianne Feinstein's name.
Mm-mm.
Her vote.
If she doesn't testify, though, Governor Brewer, if she doesn't testify Monday, what do? Do you just go ahead and vote?
Oh, I think they need to go. I know. I hope that they give the opportunity to Brett Kavanaugh to make a statement and to clear his reputation and establish his integrity of that, because it has absolutely been a horrific onslaught of awful stuff out there. And now more and more people are coming forward and, oh, they heard about it when they were here, or they heard about it when they were there, or blah, blah, blah. I can't imagine a 15-year-old girl, I think that's how old she was, and he was supposed to have been 17. He categorically denies he wasn't there. He's never budged off of that. And why, if that happened to a 15-year-old girl and she was that fearful, why wouldn't she tell her mother? Why wouldn't she tell her mother? And if she did tell her mother would have gone to the authorities right then and there. This is not a solid story.
You don't believe her? You don't believe her at all?
I don't. I'm sorry. I wish I could say yes. You know, I think she comes and testifies, there's open opportunity to listen to what she has to say. But at this point in time, It's being force-fed. It's coming from all different directions. Even the media is fed up with the Democrats, regarding all of this. I mean, you've got the New York Times bashing it. You've got Joe Scarborough, of all people, saying that, that it's absolutely crazy and that they need to demand now that she does testify because she's stalling to drag it out to make it boil even more. The list just goes on and on with the left media saying, that it's been handled so totally wrong. Mm. And the reason why is because they're in the minority and they want to be bomb throwers. They just want to throw more gasoline on this. I think that they were gracious not to subpoena her on Thursday and waited until next Monday to hear this. You don't do something like this lightly when you go about to do it, is what she has been quoted as saying. And now she's got a new set of attorneys, and they just keep feeding it and feeding it. We can't let this simmer out there for periods of time. It's not fair. It's not fair to the public, nor is it fair to the nominee. He has impeccable credentials. 6 Federal Bureau of Investigation background checks. Not a blemish. Not a blemish. Nothing. Mm. Never. And now, out of the blue, this woman steps up and sends a letter that she doesn't want divulged. And she's a grown woman. She's an educated woman. She's a professor. She knows what, in public education, so she knows what public records are. I mean, I don't believe her. Mm. I don't.
Former Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider. Would it be, how do I ask this? Would it be okay, or would there just be, holy hell just unleashed from the left? What if they voted Friday? What if they voted tomorrow? If she's not going to show up Monday, what is the appropriate timeline for them to vote if she's not willing to step forward? Or are people going to say, well, she needs to come forward. You never got that. So there's always going to be a cloud over the Kavanaugh nomination.
Well, I think they've extended the invitation at this point in time for Monday, right? Is that
right?
But we're
hearing from her
consistently,
right? But we're hearing from her lawyer that she is not going to show up,
not unless the FBI investigates.
Not unless the FBI, which the FBI says, hey, that's not our job. So if you're head of the committee, do you vote tomorrow or Friday?
Oh gosh, I had not given that any thought. I would think that they would have. I would think they would make that decision Monday. If it was in Jan's world, I would vote on it on Friday if she wasn't going to testify and all of these things going on. We're going to do this. We're not going to do that. I mean, she's making all these demands now that have been granted to her, and rightly so. I mean, she has the right to come in and to testify, and I think everybody's on board with that. Come and testify. And if and then during that testimony, if the senators agree, I mean, this is in legislatures too, if the senators agree, then they can take the information that was brought forth and give it to the FBI. But I don't think the FBI is going to go and investigate something that's 37 years old based on nothing but hearsay. Mm. It's just hearsay.
Former Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos political insider. Is it hypocritical for the GOP to say that they believe this woman, they want to hear what she has to say, but then they come out and say, but she may have misread or misremembered who the guy is? Does that sound hypocritical to you, or
she got him confused with somebody else?
Yeah,
I think it's because it's out there and everybody's talking about it, and you think about it, and it goes through your head, and then you think more things about it. I don't know. It's just, it's out of control. It's absolutely, it's turned into a circus. And in the meantime, a very honorable judge, well-respected, on both sides of the aisle, has had his character assassinated. And he needs to be able to testify in the public arena, I believe, to clear his record and to get his integrity back. I mean, this is a horrible thing, in my mind, to accuse somebody and then to play games with it like this. I mean, I don't want it out there. Then it's out there. She understands the public record. Now she wants an FBI investigation. And now certain friends are coming out saying they've known her for 30, 40 years. She's a wonderful woman, and I appreciate that they do that for her. They know her. But, you know, it adds nothing, in my opinion, according to the allegations that she has made, which I believe are false. I think it's a left-wing conspiracy to dump on the man that's been nominated for the Supreme Court. And I will say that if she does testify, I will listen to her with a very open mind. And it would have to be very, very good for me to change my mind.
What would she have to say, Governor? What would she have to say to convince you that it did happen? I don't know.
I don't know what she'd have to say.
If she does testify, should Trump then say, hey, look, I don't want you to go through this. I'm going to take away your nomination. Should he nominate somebody else?
Say that again to me. I lost your track there.
If this woman does show up Monday and testify.
Yes.
And she's convincing.
And she's somewhat convincing or whatever. Does Trump pull the nomination and say, I can't have this. It's too much of a circus.
I don't know. I think it would probably be, I don't think it would be up to President Trump. I think it'd be up to the senators, the sitting senators there to determine if they were going to postpone it. I mean, that's what they can do. They can just postpone it. But I don't think that's going to happen. I just really don't think it's going to happen. But it's got to be – it needs to be resolved immediately. This is horrific.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens on Monday. Will she testify and will Kavanaugh have a chance to say something,
And then
too?
If she doesn't testify and she doesn't show up, well, then the meeting's already convened, then they can vote on it.
Monday is definitely a big day. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer with us every Wednesday. Mac and Gatos Political Insider. Governor Brewer, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you.